Never Trumper Evan McMullen worries overturning Roe would lead to extremist laws that target women. By Sean Moran on May 4, 2022. Never Trumper Utah self-described pro-life independent Senate candidate Evan McMullen lamented in a statement on Tuesday that the Supreme Court's potential decision to overturn Roe v. Wade would lead to extreme pro-life laws across the country. Someone leaked to Politico a Supreme Court draft opinion that would strike down Roe v. Wade. The prospect of overturning Roe has excited many Republicans, conservatives, and pro-life activists. However, McMullen, who hopes to unseat pro-life Senator Mike Lee, RUT, did not match pro-life activists' enthusiasm upon hearing the prospect of overturning Roe. He worried that overturning Roe would lead to extreme laws that might result in total bans, onerous limits on birth control, and criminalization of women in desperate situations. He said in his statement, "As a pro-life Utahn, I'm concerned that the never-ending tug of war over abortion laws threatens to create a public health crisis and further divide the nation without solving anything. My campaign is about forging a new way forward and building a new American consensus, even when it seems impossible and others refuse to try. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, some states will immediately enact extreme laws, such as total bans on abortion, onerous limits on birth control, and criminalization in desperate situations. I oppose those laws. I will advocate for sensible legislation that improves support for women, children, and families, safeguards to health care, and establishes reasonable standards that prevent extremists from doing harm. Data clearly show that making contraception more available and otherwise doing more to support families is what truly protects the lives of mothers, the unborn, and children, not extremist laws that target women in their most vulnerable moments. Our commitment to life must be more comprehensive, starting with judging less and doing more to help those in need of our compassion," emphasis added. During McMullen's 2016 presidential bid, he attacked then-candidate Donald Trump for allegedly being insufficiently pro-life. McMullen claimed that he was the only pro-life candidate in the race. In contrast, Lee has consistently fought against federal funding for abortions. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.